Good afternoon, everyone. As you know, every Monday we meet as principals to discuss a number of issues. And so we had our meeting and we discussed a number of comprehensive discussion on a number of issues. The first thing that I want to announce is, of course, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission and the issue of the referendum. Two things that have emerged. Firstly, that has the ZEC got the financial capacity to run a referendum given the financial limitations that we are experiencing? But as you know, we have put in place a mechanism to raise funds for both the referendum and for national elections. And we believe that that exercise is going to produce the required finances to run these processes. I want to say that what is required for both the referendum and a parallel voter registration and inspection requires about 100 million. We believe that we can raise that internally. There is also a second aspect that we have requested the United Nations Development Program to support us on the elections. But as you know, the UNDP does not just give funding to elections. They have to send a political mission, which I believe this week the UNDP is already in the country to talk to various actors before they make a recommendation for support or otherwise. I believe that our ministers are already facilitating that. But I just want to say that whatever is raised by the UNDP, we believe that they will focus on the national elections. But for the sake of making sure that the referendum is carried out. Oh, by the way, there was a request, of course, to consider extending from 16. But as principals, we felt that we would stick to 16 March as the date for referendum. Whatever limitations are available, we'll deal with them. But the real biggest constraint was the issue of finance. Already, we have companies, national corporates that have agreed to come on board to make sure that they play their national duty to contribute to this exercise. So that's number one. Number two, you are aware that Justice Mtambanengwe resigned. And let me correct an impression that may have been created that he was forced out. In fact, before his resignation, he had already gone through an operation. So he resigned voluntarily because he wants to keep close to his doctor who has been monitoring his progress. So he has offered his resignation because of those reasons. There were a couple of names that have been that we considered. We have arrived at somebody on the bench, but I am not at liberty to reveal the name because the person may not be aware that this is what we have concluded. So until that is done, we will withhold the name until then. We considered the issue of the Human Rights Commission, and we have agreed that Jacob Mdenda will chair the Human Rights Commission. But we have also considered that Professor Murapa, who was at Africa University, will also be put on the commission to carry out the work of the Human Rights Commission. Both these institutions require somebody to be qualified to be a judge or a retired judge. That is the criteria for both these commissions. And I hope that they will be able to carry out in the best interest of the country. The third issue is, of course, the question of reforms and realignments that are necessary to create an enabling environment for a free and fair election. Let me say that all the three principals are committed to ensure that we create an enabling environment for free and fair election. And as such, the issue of media reforms is a very important aspect. You are aware that at some stage the principals agreed on the reforms of the public media, but up to now nothing has been done. The issue is what is the problem? Is there no political will to implement this? We have agreed that we need a strategy for both private and public media with regards to ensuring that our media observes what is contained in the global political agreement, that the media shall promote unity of the country, shall desist from hate speech and vilification And because of that, the media must understand that you can actually cause a war, like in Rwanda, genocide, like in Rwanda. And I think one of the things that should be on your shoulders is the responsibility to ensure that you have editorial policy and the thrust to promote unity, of course, diversity of opinions, but all with the patriotic view of ensuring that the media is doing its job without being interfered with. And we have agreed to convene a meeting of both the editors of the public and private media to communicate that message. However, in the meantime, the case of ZBC Board, the case of Bass Media Trust, the case of Bass will be implemented as we have determined, that 552 for ZBC, 331 for Mass Media Trust, and also for the BSE Board. Two things emerged. One is that the issuance of radio licenses was definitely needs to be revisited for those that have applied. Only two licenses have been issued. Zim papers cannot be given a radio station when they are actually in the media already. And the Superman Duanzira was given a license, and everyone knows Super is contesting on one party or the other. What we want in the media is multiple voices. There are churches that want to do media. There are communities that want to do media. And we have agreed that for the national television, another channel must be left for private media to run, so that we have a public media, public TV, and a private TV. Of course, we'll have to look at who is constituting, who is going to own the second TV channel, so that we also have a balance. Remember that you media, you always talk about balanced reporting, and I think that's the objective. The issue of code of conduct for security services, this is a matter that is ongoing. There is a draft code that we still need to discuss, so that security services are governed by the Constitution, by the laws that govern these institutions, for the sake of ensuring that their role is properly defined. So this is ongoing. We will complete it. Once we have completed, we will communicate to you. Other issue is the deployment of security services personnel in constituencies. Reports have been received of deployment, but I want to say that none of us, the three, would like to see the security services intimidating people in the rural areas or otherwise. So we are also working on progress, especially with regards to, we don't want this to be a speculative story. We want to establish the truth about the so-called deployment. And of course, the president, as the commander-in-chief, has assured us that he's going to take measures to ensure that there is no intimidation on the population, that people must be free to act as free citizens. We have also agreed to have an internal mechanism for monitoring elections. This will include, of course, our usual JOMIC, and also to ensure that political parties themselves have signed a document, a code of conduct of political parties, and that this document will then be constituted together with the JOMIC to produce a report, an internal mechanism. We want to see that in Mzarabani, in Uzumba, Maramba, Pfungwe, in Cholojo, everywhere, there is a participation by political parties internally monitoring violations, making sure that things are done properly in terms of the law. Following that is the role and timing of deployment of SADC and other observers. You know that this GNU is under the tutelage of SADC and AU. Already SADC is deployed, I think by now, through JOMIC, three monitors. But we hope that we can expand it to AU and other observers to come. Time, of course, will depend on the convenience. Now, for external observers, this will include those observers who will be accredited in terms of the electoral law, but first and foremost, we must be satisfied that we have got an internal mechanism of monitoring these elections. The next issue is voter registration. You are aware that there have been complaints about voter registration, reports of lack of transparency, and all that. We have agreed that parallel to the campaign for the referendum, a voter registration and inspection process be undertaken. But this, the important principles that guide these things is that ZEC has the ultimate responsibility of ensuring that we have a credible voter's roll. And that includes a comprehensive audit of the voter's roll, ensuring that voter's roll is available in electronic form for easy of inspection, that ZEC and ERG's office are more efficient and people-friendly in service delivery of this aspect, and that the process of voter registration is done in a fair, transparent, and orderly manner.